The former England football captain, David Beckham, is set to receive a knighthood in the King's Birthday Honours next week. The BBC understands the award will be in recognition of the 50-year-old's career and his contribution to wider British society. Here's our sports correspondent, Natalie Perks.
David Beckham's been called numerous names over the years, but this new title of Sir David is the one he's coveted for the longest time. After 115 caps for his country, former teammate Wayne Rooney says it's well-deserved.
Certainly as a footballer, how hard he worked on the pitch, and then obviously all the work he does off the pitch. We've seen him, you know, joining campaigns for the Olympics, for World Cup bids, and doing a lot of work and making everyone proud to be English, I think. And him a little bit overdue, but no, I'm sure him and his family are really pleased that he's going to be Sir David.
A friendship between King Charles and the former footballer seems to have been growing for some time. Beckham was made an ambassador for the King's Foundation last year, and a recent stay at Highgrove resulted in the pair exchanging beekeeping tips. But it's Beckham's charity work, 20 years as an ambassador for children's charity UNICEF, that will have convinced the Honours Committee that it's time for Sir David. The question many will ask, though, is why is this taken till now? Already an OBE, Sebastian Coe nominated him for a knighthood after Beckham helped London to secure the 2012 Olympics. But the footballer was implicated at the time, alongside a number of other stars, in a tax avoidance scheme, something he's since been cleared of. A series of profanity-strewn emails critical of the honours system were also leaked to the press in 2017. Now, though, just weeks after celebrating his 50th birthday, it seems David Beckham's turnaround is complete.